Coffee Club, Coffee Club. Grind your beans and grab your favorite mug. It's Ollie Morgan, George and Gus. It's them boys from Coffee Club. Boys from Coffee Club.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Coffee Club podcast for episode 186. The boys are back in the studio, and today we have an admission. We don't know what we're going to talk about. There hasn't been that much exciting stuff happening in the world of running in this past week, but I think we're going to
give it a college try and just talk absolute rubbish.
We're going to give it a crack and see what happens. See where our mouths take us on this journey.
I just thought about, you know, those politicians that do those standing speeches?
Filibuster?
For like 14 hours
you
to
would
like prevent
a
something
filibuster
from going through. We can just do that. That's a Coffee Club version of that.
The filibuster episode.
Yeah. Is that actually how that works?
They do a senator did it recently. We broke the record and he would just be on his phone talking about random shit.
I think it's literally so that they can't get to the next person.
They can't
get
to the next person.
I have to take up all the time right now. And
there's no limit to it.
I think it must be in some specific situations.
You would be amazing at that.
Yeah. We'll talk about
Ollie will probably be a politician at some point in his life.
Yeah.
It's on the cards,
well,
I think.
Well, I'm already looking into the Norwegian politic area.
That area of politics?
Yeah, I don't want to do Australian politics. I want to do Norwegian politics.
I'm not sure if it works like that. I don't think you just get to pick a country.
All he has to do
if
is become a citizen.
If I have the connections, I can.
You can become a citizen. It's not that hard, probably.
Exactly, exactly.
You just have to marry someone. Do you know anyone from Norway?
We'll get into it later in the podcast.
Fair enough. Well, before we get into all that
become an Engie.
News.
I got a new nickname for Jakob as well.
I don't know if it's better than Jingi, though. What?
Jingi?
Give it to
Yucky?
Us. Yucky?
Yucky. Yucky Ingi?
Yucky.
What? Oh.
It's kind of cute.
Is Yucky Ingi? Yuxi?
Doesn't he say, isn't that his channel? Yeah. Isn't it Yuxi?
No, it's
Yuxi 12. Or
Fuck.
It's something like that.
Yeah, but I think it's more like Jakobsi.
It can't be Yuxi 12 because 12 is too high lactate reading for him. It'd have to be like Yuxi 1.2 or something like that.
I feel like Yucky only really Elizabeth could get away with calling him that.
Yeah,
that's
true.
The name of his wife, right?
I think that sounds right.
Yeah. What's the name of his kid? One of his brothers has a similar name.
I actually know it. Yeah, Philippa.
There you go.
Remember when Ollie thought it was actually... Didn't you think it is actually just Philip?
No, it's named after Philip. Yeah.
Yeah, no. But the first time we talked about it, you thought it was just Philip.
It is. That's a full name, Philip.
Yeah, the nickname is Philip. What are his dog's names?
One's got like a...
They have their own Instagram account.
Like Zeus or Storm or something like that.
Yeah, I don't actually know the answer
like that,
to that question.
It's like a Labrador, isn't it? Or like a golden
couple
retriever.
Of golden...
Golden Retriever?
Yeah, either yellow lab, something like that. Yeah.
Could you be mayor of Cronulla?
Could I be mayor of Cronulla? Well, dude, one of the former prime ministers is from that region and ScoMo, and he's, not very well liked. So...
Or is Cronulla too small?
I could run against him.
Is it the mayor of all of Sydney? Is there like smaller ones?
There's a council mayor, but I don't think Cronulla is the name of your council area.
Sutherland Shire is it? I'd be Sutherland Shire Council.
Sutherland what now?
Sutherland Shire.
Oh, Sutherland.
The Shire, like the other
God's country, in other words.
Damn right. Ramwick, but it's all right.
That's okay.
It's all right.
You'll get there.
Yeah.
But speaking of Randwick, I do have a couple of special shout outs today. None of them do come from, actually, maybe the Tim Tams come from Randwick. My mother is in town. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mums out there.
Thank you, mums.
We love you. She did bring some gifts. First off, bag of beans from the local Pablo and Rusty's. This is actually from my sister and brother-in-law and their dog, Sully. So Sully, Gabby James, thank you. It's to Coffee Club and Cinta. So Cinta got a little special shout out there.
Thanks, Sully.
We have some Tim Tams from Mother, which I think we're going to do a little live
Tim Tam originals
eating. And guys, if you haven't tried Tim Tams, you got to try them, but make sure you don't. I'm pretty sure the ones that you can get in America from the world market are not the same.
Yeah.
I don't think they're made in the same factories.
Really?
But the issues with tariffs these days, I think a pack of Tim Tams is going to cost about $85 plus postage.
So you may as well take a trip down under.
Might as well go to Sydney. And
as it says, there is no substitute.
Exactly.
Are you guys original? Are you guys original guys normally?
Yeah.
I'm original. Sometimes I do like double caramel, one, but that's only if
that's
like,
okay. Caramel inside one is
it gets
pretty,
a bit rich.
The caramel center is pretty good.
I think you don't deter from the original. I've had people like have different ones and they're pretty good, but the original.
But I can eat like, I can eat like 38 original ones. The other ones, like,
dude, that's crazy because there's only 37 in a packet. So you open a new packet
every time.
Every time.
Oh, I forgot to cheers.
Sorry.
Cheers. And not bad.
Oh,
not bad at all.
I've done it again, Tim. You've done it again.
Some ASMR, perhaps. May chance. Mm.
I can hear myself chewing loud. Is that just in my head?
I think it's in your head. Mm.
Why are you guys looking at me like that?
I just want you guys to make some more sounds. You guys are like
looking at me in a very sensual way. When you actually, eat your Tim Tam.
That tastes better than I remember, even. I haven't had one in a long time.
High praise. It's high praise coming from George.
Mm.
So, Tim Tam's going to get them. And then finally.
Goes good with the matcha that I'm drinking.
Shout out to.
Dude, I noticed this when you walked in.
So, I believe it's Scott from Piccolo Market Coffee in Canberra, Fishwick Markets. I don't know if that's actually what it's called. I've never been there before. But they've got a cute little coffee shop, and my aunt picked this up. She lives in Canberra and made its way to me. I guess he's a fan of the podcast, I think. So,
full of gifts. It's Cam, a very, very nice show.
Cam Myers, we know you're listening.
Please, yeah, hey, Cam. Hey, Dom.
Please go to Piccolo Market Coffee and tag us, tag them, give us a little review. And
let us know what it's about. Yeah. Maybe we need to get Cam on for a Flagstaff review.
Oh, he's in Flagstaff. Oh, he's in Flagstaff. Oh, damn it. Oh, damn it.
Well, he'll fly back at some point.
I was about, is he one of the people, will he just be in Europe now? Or like / Northern Hemisphere? For like,
I think he's going to be. Months? Oh, crap. I talked to Dick about it and I can't.
He almost has to be. Like, when would he go back?
I think he's
now and then?
In flag till the next race. I don't know if he's racing.
Why are people even in flag right now? Because aren't a lot of the next races in Europe? I guess he could be doing track
I think he's
fest.
Probably just doing the next step. Well, but from Australia, it's probably easier to go US than Europe, right?
It is a nice.
Mm-hmm. Like a nice transition, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. But I know he's doing.
And it's flag stuff.
I think he's doing Oslo. I don't know if he's doing.
Why do you think he's here?
I think he's doing Oslo. And pre.
I really hope he's listening to this episode while we talk about him.
Yeah.
Is there anything else we
Cam's
should say
a homie,
about him?
Bro. Except, maybe.
I wonder what coffee he's found there.
Yared has an issue with Cam. Yared misses his hair. He doesn't like the buzz. So
he didn't like his buzz.
Nah. Actually, Cam, that's what we need to talk about today.
his haircut?
Oh, this old thing?
If anyone's watching on the stream, you'll see we've had a return of 2024 Ollie Hoare.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I don't know if that's really the right way to put it. We've just gone back to bleach blonde, Ollie.
Platinum.
Yeah. Platinum, baby.
What was the inspiration?
I can't win a bronze, silver, or gold medal, so I'm going platinum.
It is more platinum than I was expecting silver.
I asked for platinum, so
I was expecting
did a great
silver.
Job. Yeah, my lady did a great job.
Not a trace of green this year, or blue.
Thank God. Yeah. Thank God.
Do you think, did she just use the wrong color?
No,
last
I think
year?
What happened is, doing my research, when you put toner in for a long time, it does like affect the coloring. And I think I was probably like just sitting there and I maybe fell asleep or something. And then she's come back and she's like, oh shit, like checking the timer. And that's probably how it
is. So you never asked for blue last year?
Nah.
I thought you
asked for darker
blue.
Gray. And then I think from the darker gray, because I waited too long, it went purple. People liked it, though.
It's crazy how colors work.
People liked it. Meg liked it.
So we skipped it. We've gone straight to platinum.
Yeah, I like this look. I feel like Lysander Alun from the Red Rising series.
Oh, I was thinking Grindelwald a little bit.
A little Grindy, a little Grindelwald. Jack
see
Floss.
Danny Phantom.
I'll take whatever I can get at this point. But no, I feel like for me, I look back on it, George, and when I was looking at my photos of me racing, I kind of liked the blonde look for Ollie, particularly racing. So I thought, well, maybe every year I'll just dye blonde for the racing and then go back to normal and then reset.
It does make you look different from Josh Kerr.
And I think that was a big factor too. Yeah. Because
what if he took a picture of Ollie and goes, fuck. Can I get the Ollie hole, please?
Yeah.
How
dude,
would you
he
feel
wishes.
About that?
He wishes.
What I was saying before he went in, I thought it was going to be silver, is that you need to find a pair of Oakleys that match. Or like, I don't know.
Mm.
The accent really highlight the hair.
Yeah.
But it is nice now because it's a very neutral canvas to work with. So if you do also have a bright color.
Well, I think as well, boys, the new race kit which Geordie unveiled at the penis relays. You look fantastic in it and it's black. I felt black with the platinum hair.
No, you're right.
Yeah, you kind of need to wear like green glasses to go with the uniform, I guess.
Yeah, I guess I could say it on the pod, I've re-signed with Oakley till 2026. For some reason, they thought,
let's go.
We'll keep the Josh Kerr lookalike around just in case something else happens to the real Josh Kerr. We'll keep the body double.
I don't think Josh Kerr is signing with us. I think he just wears them for fun because he wants to look like you.
His stunt
he just
head.
Wants to look like me, yeah, even though he was wearing them first. But I mean, yeah, it was awesome to be with them for another couple of years. They're an amazing brand. It's awesome. So I'm looking at maybe getting some glasses to match the look. It's all about looking good, feeling good, right, guys?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I tell myself when I look at myself in the mirror and look for something.
Mm-hmm. It's working.
So, yeah.
Sorry. Back to Cam Myers.
Yeah. Cameron Myers.
Yeah, the buzz cut.
Yeah. Jared doesn't like the buzz cut, Cam. So if you bring back the long hair.
I reckon the buzz cut.
I think the buzz cut.
I like
sick.
The buzz cut too. I think it definitely changes him from being.
Didn't he tell you why he did it?
He did. He liked it. I think he just liked he wanted to do it.
He didn't think he was like. Serious enough last year or something. So I swear one of you told me this.
I didn't say that.
You told me that.
No, I mean, I think he just like cut it because he thought it would like, you know, like.
All right, I made it up.
That could be true. I actually can't
spreading
remember.
Rumors. The thing is with the buzz cut is definitely not many guys are actually like, I would not try to pull off a buzz cut. So if you can pull off a buzz cut, it's kind of like a ballsy move because then you're like, fuck, I'm doing it. And then you're prepared to go bald one day as well.
Well,
which
Cam,
I am not.
Cam is a good looking rooster, so it helps when you go.
I think he's too young. I don't think you can say that.
What, good looking rooster? He's 18.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't say that last year.
You can now.
I can now. Yeah, but Cam, bring back the long hair for Yard or keep the buzz, whatever you want to do.
Yep.
But check out the coffee shop when you get back in Canberra in like 6 months or whatever.
Yep. So yeah, those are the shout outs and that's about it for our list of topics to talk about today. Moving on, the first order of business, I think, well, we'll get into some actual running news. So it's something that is relevant and interesting to people. The little tidbits that we do have, big news coming out of Instagram today is that Jakob may have picked up a little Achilles injury in Sierra Nevada training because it has been announced that he pulled out of Oslo, which if you've been following the sport for the last few years, you know that that's probably his biggest Diamond League of the year, being his home one. And also this year specifically, I'm not sure if this was public knowledge yet. I think it just got announced like with it today, but it was known that he was potentially going to try for a world record there. And not just in the 1500, he was actually thought that he was maybe going to go for the 5K world record, which I think like we were pretty excited to actually finally watch him race a quick 5K after 3 years of just...
Only winning
world champs and Olympics and not even like trying to do a fast one. So
it's absolutely devastating.
It is,
but
I'm devastated.
I'm here to
I'm also going to pull out of Oslo out of solidarity.
I'm here to get rid of those rumors because they're rumors and it's a fabricated lie. He called me and he said, Ollie, I want to give you a chance to win this race. So I'm not going to run this year.
That's really
so funny. It was very kind of him. He said, look, you looked disgracefully bad in China and you need a bit of a boost, a little bit of a pick me up. And he said, this is the best I can do.
He said, you can have my spot.
You can have my spot in the Oslo 5K. And I said, Jakob, I don't want to run the 5K. And he's like, well, too bad. But I'm not running the 5K.
You have to go for the world record.
Yeah. But it is sad news.
Do we think he picked it up doing shirtless 200 meter hill sprints?
You think it was the rain?
in 2 degrees Celsius.
You know, that's the thing rain. That I was trying to dissect because it's in like, so he's doing an amazing job, him and his team, with his YouTube channel right now, just kind of like actually giving people the content they wanted to see. He started off with the car videos, just a bit for him, and now he's doing a bit for us, the actual running shit. And he just posted a really well-produced video of a classic Saturday for him, which, as many of us know, is 200s in the morning, 200 hills, sorry, specifically, and then coming back and doing some very light threshold in the evening. And one thing that was interesting about it is that he said he hadn't done hills in 2 months, which in my mind means that for the last 2 months, he's been in a more of a racing block, which he's been racing and then also doing track work, which the thing is, that's why I'm surprised that he would pick up an Achilles injury now, because this should be like in...
Or was he not doing hills because he's been trying to protect it this whole time?
Could be that
the hills pissing it off.
You guys don't think it's that the video of him in the gym doing the lift, doing that thing where he like lifts, he like thrust forward with his hip thrust. I mean, I feel like
that was pretty powerful
and pretty dangerous from what I saw. And the amount of power he's putting through that thrust, it could have triggered a niggle in the Achilles.
I don't know. Either way, I think he should come to Boulder probably.
Yeah.
I think maybe Sierra Nevada isn't the best place for him right now. I think.
And we all know we can afford Boulder.
Yes.
it actually looks fucking miserable there. I'm not going
to
lie.
No, it is. Apparently there's nowhere to run.
I looked it up on Google Maps the other day.
Yeah.
And there's like three buildings.
So why do people go there?
And a track.
Because it is a good setup for training.
It's like a dormitory basically.
It's pretty much a Spanish Olympic training center. So you can go and you can live at a really high altitude. They cook you
every meal.
All your meals, like you pay for it. And then there's a really good indoor place with their treadmills and their gym, and there's a track there. So that's why. And then, but even like, yeah, the easy runs and long runs, apparently it's all terrible.
If you're doing 25 threshold workouts a week, there's not much easy running to do.
Yeah. And the thing is, compared to America, Europe doesn't have that many like good high altitude spots.
Mm. It's just, it's probably too early to go to St. Moritz.
Yeah. Like, people are in St. Moritz right now.
You must be able to be in St. Moritz now.
You can be, but it's not as high. That's the thing. Like, if you want to go to a more similar to Flagstaff type vibe.
What was the place that Michael Smith went to? Font Remo or something?
Font Remy? I've heard mixed things about that. A lot of people go there.
It's the same thing with Flag. You get the pros and cons, you know? Like, people just got to deal with things.
Normally, he is in Flag, actually, in the spring.
Because
is normally first.
Yeah. And also, what's that one you guys paced him in? LA Track Fest?
Yeah, he did come down for that. That was mostly just to see us, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he just wanted to say hello
to
his favorite boys.
You guys actually paced him in that race.
Mm-hmm. We did. And we,
it's so funny.
It's funny because we paced him for that, and I'm pretty sure we just like didn't get anything out of it. Well, obviously pacing Joe.
Got the standard.
But like that was the infamous shaking my hand night where I paced his boys to standards, and he just didn't even look me in the eye. And then he gave, you know, George a little tug and a little hug and said, good job, my brother. And I got fuck all. But
he could be in Flag with Swoosh TC right now if he wanted to.
Any updates on Swoosh TC while we're on that?
Not
subject?
From my end.
Anything from you, George? Any updates?
Ollie, nothing from me. No.
I wouldn't say.
I've heard that the logo is just going to be two Nike ticks like crossed together and then a photo of Mike in the middle.
It's really
depending
poetic.
On
anything,
your Dezeet in the middle or your Mike or Jerry.
It's very poetic. Not that we should be talking too much about this brand, but it's very poetic to like, we're talking about a team that's called Swoosh TC and you just called it a Nike tick. Because that's the whole thing. Is it's not a tick, it's a swoosh.
It's a line, really, isn't it? It's just a line?
Well, it is a tick. But like, you guys haven't heard this before? Like, that's their whole thing is like, it's not a tick, it's a swoosh.
Yeah, I think I heard that.
Yeah, and apples aren't oranges, but I'm still going to eat them. I feel like But did you get the cross? Did you guys get that joke? You didn't get the cross joke because it's a tick and the cross. Okay, never mind.
I didn't get it.
But can you say it again?
So you know how Nike, it was a tick. It's a tick, right?
Or a swoosh.
Not the thing that connects you and sucks all your blood. The other thing.
Yeah.
That tick, right? And then if you cross it together, it's a cross. So it's anti-Nike.
The opposite of a tick.
And that was a joke that it was anti-Nike. See, this is the thing.
You're operating on
three steps ahead.
You were so far ahead of us.
I was so far ahead
that we couldn't even follow.
But I was interested to think, because obviously our opinions, boys, we're very much kind of the center of a lot of the culture with distance running. We very much predict or just will things into existence when
or
it comes
shape.
To teams.
You could say shape.
We shaped the United Airlines Track Club. We definitely shaped them pretty well, UAC. What do you think is, what could we shape for the Swoosh team? What do you reckon we could include for them? Because I know Mike, he's got his hands full.
They're definitely each going to
have after NAU and you know, do an infinite threshold with the big boys. But I'm wondering how can we help Michael? How can we help him? From Oland, obviously.
Can you imagine if they made Mike Smith do a podcast?
Oh, they
once
did.
A week.
That would be hilarious.
If that was included in his contract.
Like his own podcast?
Yes. I would like, actually, can they please just force Woody to bring back his podcast, Price of a Mile, please?
Yeah.
Can everyone go force him to do that?
He's probably could do it. He's got spare time.
Smith could just read out like each day of training and that would be...
Yeah. Do we get more views than us, do you think?
Yeah, easy.
Yeah, actually, it definitely would.
He could sit down and he could have a transcript of our podcast and just read it out. him playing all three of us, and it would destroy our podcast.
That's a good idea for episode 200. We could just pay him to just read out a podcast that we have done, and he just reads it out.
That is a good
in front of a camera.
I like that.
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas for
it? I do have an idea. I have a colorway scheme idea. I had the emblem idea, which was the funny anti-Nike cross thing.
Bro, are they paying you to come up with all these
ideas? I also thought of a Nike national anthem, which would be great. But I think the colors, you know what color isn't used a lot in professional running kits?
I'm trying to think of a color. Pink? No, that's used. No,
that is used, but
there's a lot of pink and purple right now.
I'm thinking of a different color.
Yellow? I guess gold.
It was always Nike and New Balance always loved the fluoro
yellow. Oh, fluoro yellow. Sorry, that was dumb. Brooks, they got that one on lock.
The yellow.
Think
about what you're sitting on.
Brown?
Brown. So I'm thinking what they should do is they should have a brown and light brown colorway. And
kind of like Qatar.
Yeah, and but it's checkered. And
the chessboard.
What they can do is because Nike has a lot of money, right? They can make it fluorescent. Somehow a brown, fluorescent, light brown, fluorescent.
Fluorescent brown.
Does that exist?
No,
that
but we can make it happen.
Are we making new colors for this?
Yeah. And what they can do is they can sort of somehow like make it shine and whatever so that when the camera or the lights are on them, it blinds their opponents. So they don't even need to train hard. They can just blind everyone and then they'll fall over the track and then they'll run and win.
You've cracked it.
And what's also if they have an issue with a bathroom issue or the Morton bicarb doesn't sit right, they're okay. They're covered. They're covered.
Dude. Oh, you're on fire today.
You're so far ahead of us.
we're really struggling.
I'm thinking the national anthem for the swoosh. Well, they're a nation, but they're a little anthem that they can sing when they win the gold would be a duet between Dajit, Jerry, and Mike, and they would sing.
I don't know, that's the duet.
What do you call it? A triple.
I don't know.
Triple.
I don't know.
Yeah. Smash Mouth, All Star, Truette, whatever you want to call it, of those three singing. And it's all an a cappella in the background as well. Gospel.
Amazing.
Like all the athletes are doing the a cappella.
Yeah, so the athletes in the a cappella, but those three are like, we got to really make sure people know it's their voice. They released on Spotify. It's not a thing that's been undone by professional athletes. We have Mondo that has released that bop song.
We didn't even talk about that.
Which was a bop, I guess. And then we have the Jingi National Anthem, which is great. And then we have Noah had a song about Yu-Gi-Oh cards or something. And then there's one more that did release a song.
Did we not? Surely we did.
We haven't released a song yet, but that's because we're working with... Sabrina Carpenter, I know Morgan's going to be annoyed with you, but Sabrina Carpenter's offered to help us write and sing.
Writing.
Yeah, she's going to sing for us our thing, which is called A Gust Too Far. Which is going to be a love song about Gus. Very similar to the snail song of Gary Come Home by SpongeBob SquarePants. So we're looking at that kind of stuff because people have been missing Gus in the pod. So I thought we'd bring in Sabrina for that. But I got an anthem. I got a uniform. I mean, they're ready to go. I'm excited, George. I really am. And I know you and Mike call every night and wish each other a good sleep and maybe read to each other about the logs, training logs and stuff. But if you want to pass that information to him, just let me know and I'll give you my permission.
He listens. He'll hear it.
Did we see Donovan Brazier on the track the other day?
I heard something about that.
He was running with
also in flag.
A couple of Nike boys.
Really?
Yeah.
He's in flag. That seems like the last place I would think to find him.
True, because he does hate altitude. Also, I didn't tell him we got a flag.
What's the fishing like there?
Didn't tell him we got a flag.
Yeah, actually, he was doing a workout. Did you write that?
No. Well, to be fair, he hasn't talked to me for a few weeks because he was annoyed about the workout I gave him.
Has he gone rogue?
Well,
that
he might have.
That is exciting.
I wrote him a bad workout, so I think he's left me.
He wouldn't have to train that much to
especially not in flag.
To be back to being the best. I wasn't sure.
I mean, the 800 has changed a bit in his absence, but he would be right up there with a lot of them.
Mm. He did look very good in the video. He looked very smooth, like the old Donovan.
What video was this?
Santa
told me something about it, but I didn't actually get to see it.
I'm not sure. I think it was on Dathan's story.
Dathan reposted it.
Yeah. He was running as a Grand Rapids.
Yeah, well, Dathan posted it, then flipped the camera and was like, oh, shit. Trying to like, turn it off.
He's secretly coaching him. He stole him from you.
He stole him from me because I gave him the session of 40 by 100 walk, 100 jog. And then
classic.
Yeah, which is a great session.
It's a good 800 meter.
Yeah.
Sounds like right up Donovan's alley, actually.
Yeah, he didn't like
it. He was just in Cottonwood or somewhere with the, I think, with Mike's boys.
We switched it. Mike. Mike's got him back.
Mike's probably bringing him in.
So
crazy.
That's what it seemed like.
I love that.
Once he gets on, once Donovan's on the bicarb, like the 800 guys.
Yeah, and if he's wearing the brown kit, then he's good.
Yeah.
That's all he needs.
Nah, we wish Jakub Zachilles the best, though.
Yeah, we're sending positive vibes. Obviously, it sucks being injured, and we're a big Jingi supporter.
Wonder if he leaves Sirius here in Nevada.
Probably has. There's probably limited resources there. He probably just hops on his private jet, his PJ, back to Sadness, whatever that place is called.
Sardine?
Yeah.
Sardines.
But, I don't know how he freaking trains in Norway, man.
Well, this time of year,
it's pretty, probably nice now, but he was training there months ago. It's like, I don't think it like 2 hours of sunlight.
You see where he trains, though. He has his fucking mansion. He has his little like box of training where he just trains on the treadmill.
Yeah, but it's just, I guess his family's there, if that counts.
Yeah. His wife and his daughter.
His dogs.
And his dogs, yeah.
So that's important. So, yeah.
What else we got to look forward to if he's not attempting a world record?
What about me winning the mile in Oslo? You know what I'm looking forward to that? Geordie's like, nothing to look forward to. Come on, bro. I mean, still in the race. And Robert.
I thought you were in the 5K.
Robert fucking. No, I'm on the 5K. Dude, I was talking to... Actually, this is a funny side story because obviously we've got a lot to talk about today. But I was talking to Nathan about running another 5K later on and we just kind of laughed and then didn't say anything else. And I was like, oh, maybe I'm not ready for the 5K.
Let's circle back around to that.
But after the training that we've done, I feel like I could run a good 5K. Like if I was at, if
you're
I was
strong on, right now, bro, you're strong.
If I was on the Boston track, bro, I reckon I could run 13:06. So that's what
13:20 shape.
That's 13 free trade. Yeah,
good to know.
That's 13:20 shape.
Good confidence builder.
So it's a very good confidence builder.
Tracks.
Ollie did say that he wanted to talk about training today on this podcast and share some concepts and big ideas with people. So, what were you thinking about specifically with that?
Personally, I had two or three training methods that I wanted to throw into you guys and see what you think. One of them is to do with, I know obviously I already talked about the bicarb and the bathroom situation, but don't you think that every time
what?
He did talk about it.
When did you talk about that?
The brown speed suit, brother.
Oh.
Keep up, George. Come on, man.
I'm so behind. Kiwis don't operate like we do.
Sorry.
But I was thinking of a way in which, like, when do you think, fellas, is like the hardest time to lock in mentally when you're on a long run? It's when you need to go to the bathroom. So I'm thinking for a new training method, no one goes to the bathroom before training practice and then they go through practice without going to the bathroom and see how mentally strong you can possibly get.
That sounds so difficult.
Yeah, do you reckon? But like if you did it, then you'd be like, wow, I can do anything. And like your confidence, your just your will, pretty much your will to do something just would skyrocket.
How would the quality of the long run be affected though?
I was using the long run as an example. So like at a workout, for example, you wouldn't go to the bathroom at all before the workout. You wake up in the morning, straight to the workout.
That's how you know that you're adapted is you get back to your pre doing this method.
Mm. And the faster you run, the faster you're done, then you can go to the bathroom.
Rhymes. The lovely thing about this idea that you're postulating right now, Ollie, is that you have a long run tomorrow.
Hill run climb, yes.
So if anyone's going to test it out.
Mm. I am going to test it out. I am a bit concerned because
I'm also pretty concerned for the recent few days,
waking up in the morning, I've definitely really needed to go. So this could be a big test for everyone. I'm hoping that my teammates will understand that this is an experiment. They shouldn't judge me by what might or may not happen.
It happens on the road.
If it happens, it happens.
I'm not coming to practice tomorrow.
So
I'm excited to hear.
But I just think that we need to push train to another level. People are talking about double threshold.
You think this is untapped territory?
This is untapped territory. Yeah.
I haven't tapped it. I don't know. I haven't heard anyone else tapping it.
Yeah, I think this is a new thing. You guys thought I was going to come in and say this is like serious.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you were going to jokingly say like triple threshold or something.
No, this is a serious thing. This is one of my training methods that I'm thinking about.
Let's hear the next one.
Okay. So the next one, this is all about external things in the running world that could help us be better runners, George. And I was thinking potentially this could be a really good thing is we go for runs in old shoes when it rains on the dirt path. So we have to like run with the weight in our shoes. Or we wear weight ankles.
Did you you enjoyed that so much last week? The last long run we did. That was literally what we did.
Oh yeah, that was, well, it was raining cold and I was, we can talk about that as well. But I get.
My shoes weighed like 3 pounds each.
Yeah, but maybe we just run more in the rain or just wet our shoes.
Honestly, we're in there. We're going to have to move our training location, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does not rain much, but we just pour water on our shoes.
Oh, we just do it.
Yeah. So you just run in wet shoes.
So Dathan will come along and then we'd have Tyson in the back of the van with a bucket.
Yeah.
And he grabs the bucket and he throws it on our feet without warning. Well, we would know that coming up because he'd drive past us, but throw the water on. And then what would happen is obviously our feet would get heavy and then we get stronger. And then our calves would get bigger.
Pete Lemong on the
NET team. I remember you tell me this.
He would run with ankle weight sometimes.
That's crazy. How far are we talking?
Apparently, he would do like not his runs at practice, but some of the, like we did easy runs in the morning, like on your own. And sometimes he would get up really early for like a Monday or a Wednesday run. And sometimes in the dark, if like, depending on the time, you go to like Cardinal, you know, the fields next to the dome.
Yep.
Rumor has it he would run like 14 miles around there with ankle weights. That's
what's the weight? Like, do you know what the weight was?
Kind of like those, the ones in the gym that like.
Those are heavy though. That's what I'm saying. Like, is it like, I think kind of like that.
Well, you don't need much extra weight on your ankles for it to feel like a lot of extra weight, especially if you're running.
And this was the year he came eighth at NCAA Cross, dude. I think.
Yeah, so very impressive.
I think you've got that one has some.
Yeah. And also like, I mean, we got to make sure that we won't wear the on waterproof shoes though, because that's cheating.
I reckon we should see like how much shit we can get, because if you listen, you already know this, but like our team meets a lot. We meet 6 days a week in the mornings. We're generally the mornings to train, one day off. We should see how much shit we can get away with on our doubles and our Saturdays when we're not meeting.
I like that idea.
Like crazy stuff.
Just like.
Like running in wet shoes.
Yeah.
I love it.
Not
going to the bathroom.
The other training method, and I'm going to use Center as an example for this one, to make people run fast and full of fear, we put their greatest fears on the track. So I know Cinta doesn't particularly like snakes.
She's terrified.
So we could get fake snakes or real snakes, depending on what you think, Morgan. But we're going to throw snakes. I'm not going to tell her right before she starts the rep.
She'll run so fast.
And we'll be like, Cinta, snake. And then she'd be like, ah! And then she'd just take off. And then for like, I don't know, for you, George, it'd be like a quarter pounder with cheese. We'd just chuck that at you and you just fucking take off. Or a sea burger. Whatever your true fear is.
Just a little adrenaline spike, you're thinking.
Yeah, so a little adrenaline, because I feel like we do so well at just being very, very practical with our training and very, very precise, but we need a bit of shock value.
We try and be too relaxed when we're training.
Like when you're racing, sometimes that adrenaline needs to kick in. So if you're not used to it kicking up, no stimulation, you know?
The fastest that I've ever run in my life by memory is when, so I used to train with Ollie, had the same coach for a little bit, Sean Williams, back in Sydney with a pretty big squad. When I was a little kid, we used to muck around a bit and we used to skip the warm-ups and we were hiding next to the tennis courts. And then our squad ran past and we thought we were fine, but then our coach Sean was running with the squad, and then we thought he saw us and we sprinted just in the other direction. I swear, like we were running like 3:30 like mile pace. Like it was literally the quickest that I think I've ever run.
Who are you with?
Just a couple of the boys. This is when we're like 12.
What kind of warm up are we skipping? Like how far?
3.5K, yeah. One white fence.
Yeah, one white fence, yeah.
At Centennial Park. 3.5K. I mean, why do you need a warm up really?
So you'd have to run a little bit though to go hide? And then run back?
Yeah. We'd run. So this one specifically, for people who know the local geography, this will make a lot of sense. But we would meet at this place called Mackay Oval, Centennial Park. And then this day, we were doing a session in Moore Park, which is probably about 800 meters away. So we did 800 meters. Everyone else, actually, their warm-up that day would have been more like 4K because they would have done the whole lap of the white fence and then jogged over to Moore Park. So, yeah, we still warmed up. That day we got really warm. But yeah, I don't know. That was our youth, and that was by far the quickest I've ever run. So that's just evidence. What would you say we would have to bring to the track for you, Ollie, in that scenario to make you run fast? What's your most motivating factor? I think,
honestly,
I can think of some things we could put in front of you to make you run fast, but I'm trying to think behind you.
Probably Josh Kerr bleached hair would scare the fuck out of me. So maybe that's something like that. I think you guys know that. I don't like, do we like clowns?
Clowns.
So Morgan in a clown uniform.
We're going to have to just get a, what's it called, a boggart?
Yeah, get a boggart. That's probably a good idea. We needed some witchcraft. But we would need to find out everyone's fears. I'm sure like Robert Farkin's fears, probably like a bad haircut. Bad hair day, probably. Joe's fear, physical touch probably from his teammates.
Yeah, tickle him. Tickle him. Yeah.
He does not like being tickled. I'm pretty sure he would not like being tickled because that sounds about right. Yard is just like the cold, if it can somehow
manifest, or chocolate.
Yeah.
Very afraid of chocolate.
This idea, this training method has some promise, I think. Quite hard to apply.
It is hard to apply, yeah.
You know, I kind of like it, though. I think I have a dream one day that I'll coach, like, one athlete, and it'll just be really intense. And it won't be, like, running training. It'll be, like, boxing training. Do you guys get into boxing at all?
I watched, like, motivational, like, videos of boxing training. Like, it's kind of cool, like, how, like, all their unique kind of,
that's what I love about
it, I guess, but
it's like running training at this point, it's pretty obvious how to train. Just go do double threshold and you'll be the best in the world. Yeah. Boxing is like, it's like, you know, how the fuck do you prepare for a boxing match?
Have you seen the videos of that guy who, like, he just puts his hands, he's got his hands, he's probably was boxing, he puts his hands up and this guy just smacks it like a wooden thing into his chest.
His abs.
Like that.
His chest.
And he's just doing this, he's just holding it for like minutes. Do you know how painful that would be?
Yeah.
He's just not even, no expression, just doing that.
So exactly, how do we find the running equivalent of that? That's kind of what we're talking about today. That's what we're exploring.
I think we need to develop shin splints and run through it.
So I was just thinking, like, we spend so much time focusing on the physical side of it, which obviously in boxing training they do as well, but then they spend so much more time also trying to incorporate the mental aspects of their sport, specifically their event of a fight. Our event is a race, which is also a similar big, you know, big event. But in training.
What about this? I know it's not near the time of Halloween, but we go into a haunted house and we get chased by something. And you don't know what it is. That could be a good training exercise.
Haunted houses are one of those things that, you know, you hear about them. You maybe watch some movies that involve them. Dude, but then you go to one. It's just the real deal, man. Like, I wouldn't have thought that I would be that scared until I actually went to one.
Yeah. Jordy, what do you think? Yeah, I know you're not a fan of the horror genre.
Not in movies, but haunted houses can be pretty fun. / haunted corn mazes.
Yeah, corn maze would be fun.
I don't know if I've been on since I went in Wisconsin. But do you know what I found is that the fear is like contagious. It's from like the group you're around. Because we were like, our whole team was like lined up, like waiting to go in, and you know, they're like kind of scaring you like right before you leave.
Yeah, they're still like touching you and shit.
Everyone's like getting real nervous and just like grab people from like in line and they absolutely freak out. So, and then they like let a few people go at a time into the haunted house.
They try to split you up.
Yeah.
But the guy at the front, I don't know, took a dislike to me or pointed me out and made me go on my own through the haunted house.
Wow.
Completely solo.
He's like, this is a tough
As if that was going to be really, and I was like, this fucked up.
He probably said, that guy's Beamish Farms, I had a bad rack of lamb from him. He's going to cop it.
But then it wasn't scary anymore.
That's so weird to think about.
Because then it was like, then I just walked through and no one was like freaking out around me. Well, like there was nothing, there was no one like.
I think this mostly just shows that you have extreme high tolerance for horror, because I think for most people that would be their nightmare.
Well, maybe they're just scared of you. Maybe you're walking through and people are scared of you.
I refuse to watch like scary movies though.
Does Jenna like scary movies?
No.
So that's good for you, because then like, because my girlfriend loves scary movies and she likes the psych ones, not the blood and gore ones, like the ones that mess with your head.
Psycho thrillery ones.
She'll watch that on her own and then go to bed. And I'll watch a movie with her and I'll be up all night like freaking the fuck out about some like stuff that's messed my head. And she's like, all right, good night. And I'm like, how the hell do you do this? But that does sound like a good idea for a training exercise to prepare us from like differently. Like in boxing, they do different stuff. So
yeah. Because I think it's maybe an issue that, like, for example, do you think it's an issue that you, like us, but you like Jakob so much when you have to go race him?
I want him to do well.
Do you think that, yeah, do you think that we should be like villainized, like
villainizing Jakob?
Do you think that
this is an
for the mental
question.
Side of it for racing, like you, that's what should be going but down?
Maybe is, not, because sometimes the people you want to beat most,
you admire,
are like all your teammates. Like I was just thinking when we were talking to Parker and Ethan.
Oh, yeah. They were like, fair enough.
The people they wanted, they wanted to beat most was each other.
See, I want Jakob's approval. So if I beat him, I'll get his approval.
I'm desperate.
No, but that's how I view it. If I'm in the race and I'm like, oh, if I beat Jakob, like, he'll go, good job. Like,
your biggest fear is
like not
disapproval
getting,
from Jakob.
I had that in China. It's a superpower. It ripped me in half. But if I beat him in a race, he'd be like, oh, Ollie, you did so well. And then my life would be complete.
Give you a hug.
My life would be complete. I could die then. However, if I do beat him, he might not do that. He might just be like, you fucking suck. I don't know. But I feel like maybe that's the motivation with him. When it comes to somebody like Josh or the two American guys, definitely I feel like I just want to, I want to beat them for the glory of beating them. The guy that won the Olympics and
I'm gonna say not. I'm gonna say that's not an issue.
No,
I'm trying to picture it in my head. I mean, I'm thinking that would not.
You don't think it's gonna have any impact on the finish of the race?
What do you got?
I was gonna say I read a comment about me being wrong about Yard being more famous than Cole. I was interested in the question of who do you think's more famous, Cole or probably. I'm going to try and use a sprinter, but Noah Lyles would definitely be more famous than Cole. Maybe...
Just for the context, this guy said that Cole is definitely more famous than Yara.
Yeah, he's like, oh, Cole's way more, like, he's recognizable and stuff because he's long hair.
Interesting.
Which was, you know, fair point. Everyone has points with that. I guess I experienced Yara being super famous, and then when I see Cole around, he's super chill and doesn't seem like he gets harassed that much. But I was wondering, do you reckon, like, one of the top sprinters, bar... Noah Lyles is more famous than Cole, for example, Kenny, Kung Fu Kenny, or Fred Curley?
That's a good question.
I guess Fred
Curley's certainly making a name for himself recently.
Recently, yeah. Yeah, recently.
Not for the right reasons.
No. He has been running a lot. Have you seen that? He's been racing like at these high school meets.
He ran really quick. I actually don't even know how famous those guys are. I guess probably if you're talking about specifically U.S. high school, they're probably really famous for like U.S. high schoolers. Mm. Which is slightly different from our circle that we operate in. They're obviously still famous in our circles as well. But I do think in the US track scene, which is like the high school one, which is probably like the biggest pool of people you have, those sprinters would be a lot more famous than Cole Hawker.
Yeah.
But I mean, with that said, every single distance runner is going to know who Cole Hawker is probably.
What about Matt Centro versus Cole Hawker?
I feel like Centro is not as famous as he should be at all. Maybe at one point.
Do you reckon
point,
they're like interlinked? Like if you know Matt Centuries, you know Cole Hawker. If you know
not
Hawker,
at all.
You know Matt Centuries.
I reckon it was kind of like a changing of the guard type.
What about
dealio.
The famous trial race where...
Exactly. Cole, yeah. It was like the baton got handed over.
But people didn't think Centro was going to be there, remember?
Partly there was just less content when Centro was as big as he was. Like...
Yeah.
There was just less on the internet.
And he was with running. Like, for the bulk of it, he was with Alberto Saladbar and the OPJ. Oregon, is that what they called?
Yeah.
You know what was crazy?
And they weren't exactly known.
Where did the J come from?
They weren't known for transparency.
Yeah, they were big secretive because they didn't want people knowing they were taking drugs.
Do you know what was crazy though? And besides not the drug point, but Jess Hull was with the project. I forgot about that.
Yeah, but that it got a bit different at the end when
I know, but she like
Pete Julian and stuff.
Yeah, talking about changing the baton or just like
she was Pete
the whole, like changing generation. She was like right at the end of the project, like pretty much joined and then it disbanded. And then now she's like, obviously doing incredible with her dad and Daniel and like in Australia. But like that whole time frame of her career, like isn't that crazy? Because that feels like 50 years ago that the project
it was 2019
existed.
When things really blew up.
It's crazy, isn't it? Like how much that amount of time changes the sport.
And that's the thing, as George said, with a lack of content, it's like, it's not even just a lack of content. It's like you wouldn't, there's just this turnover, you know, there's always stuff happening. It's like you wouldn't expect anyone to necessarily know about all that recent history.
Like next thing you know, like Swoosh could be this big global thing and then OAC like, you know.
Don't say that.
Turns into Swoosh Dathan or whatever.
What?
Dathan Swoosh, Dathan Cross.
That's a great
Dathan will be cross about that statement, I tell you that much. But we all know that Dathan's doing this. So then when Addy and Jude join the team, then he's completed his process of getting his kids on the pro team, and then they'll win all the Olympic gold medals for the next like 8 to 10 years.
That's the master plan.
The Ritsenhine dynasty is coming. That's the American Ingebrigtsen. It's going to be those three.
Start the TV show now.
Yeah, I need the documentary now.
That documentary would be great to watch.
I reckon it would. Yeah. Let's get some cameras there.
I mean, we could kind of, you know, produce it and maybe get some profit. Yeah.
Was there ever training in that documentary? Was it just...
Which documentary?
Ingebrigtsen's.
I think so. I don't think it was like specifics. There's a lot of training, but I don't think like... I feel like if you watched it and you were astute, you could get a good idea of what they were doing. But it wasn't like in the form of like a YouTube video where it's like they're giving you like...
Telling you what the workout is.
Telling you the workout and the splits and...
Are they doing another season of Sprint?
Probably.
Did you guys watch that, the whole thing?
Mm-hmm. It was only 4 episodes, I think, each season.
I never watched it, but I was wondering if they'd do a distance one because they got the Grand Slam. They're slamming. Storylines are there. It would be quite funny to see the YouTube versus the actual documentary, because you obviously got Jakob's YouTube, you've got Josh Kerr's YouTube, you've got Server's media, you've got Yared's Tortoise update. Like, to seeing that and then seeing what they're like in the documentary would be kind of cool to see if there's like differences, you know, or parallels.
Yeah, definitely be kind of different vibe.
It could create a pretty good villain arc for someone.
Who do you think?
Not sure.
All of them.
Would you want to be a villain or would you want to be a hero, George? If you had an arc in this like steeplechase story with Broccoli and Germa and stuff.
I could be a villain, I think.
Yeah. The problem is that you're a New Zealander.
I don't think I'd be a very good villain.
Everyone loves New Zealand. I don't know if you'd be a good villain. I think you'd be an anti-hero.
What's that?
Anti-hero is like
Deadpool?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like somebody that like...
They like the like, bad boys is actually
like
good.
The morality is like it's... I don't know how to describe it in running terms, I guess.
Like, who's an... Is
the Punisher's an anti-hero, but because he kills people.
Who's a running anti-hero?
Honestly? I kind of think Cole's kind of a bit of an anti-hero. A little bit.
You think he's a bad boy?
Well, I think like early on, like he was doing stuff I didn't particularly like. Like he wouldn't talk to me and he was being a bit, but like there's obviously reasonings. But then he came through and won and then he's like nice. But like he's also got that kind of personality where he's like, I don't want to be friends with my competitors, and has that vibe, which I think can pull off an anti-hero vibe because people obviously root for him and he's got a pretty good, like I feel like.
Tough to pull off an anti-hero story in the sport of running. You know who could pull it off depending how... The next few years ago and a memoir coming out and stuff is Shelby. Yeah. Shelby could be running's anti-hero.
Particularly if like the next four,
like,
five
that's what
years.
Would make an anti-hero if somehow it was like she was in like very proven that she was innocent.
How'd that ever happen though? If she's I don't think she could ever be proven innocent.
If you write a good enough memoir, I think you can change the story.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what rich people do, I think. So yeah.
Think she'll be going to Grand Slam?
I don't know if they'll invite her.
Mm. I think it's too soon. I think maybe next year. If she still does what she does, I think next year.
Makes it like a US outdoor team or something.
I mean, she's already won a medal for the US. So she keeps doing what she's doing. I think by the next year, they'll invite her.
Be hard not to, I guess.
Yeah.
So yeah. Well, we've talked a lot of really insightful things about nothing. Do we want to do any check-ins on how we're doing, what's going on in our lives, both training recently or outside of training, like shows or anything that we're enjoying doing? Anything happening in the world?
Do you want me to go first, George? You look like you're going to say something.
I got super into the Kentucky Derby last week.
That is the most random thing you've ever said.
Did not expect that one bit.
Like so briefly.
Did you put any money on it?
No.
Why'd you get into it?
Give us context. It was on during Grand Slam.
And you chose to watch the Kentucky Derby.
I did, dude.
That's crazy.
I had the Derby on the TV and I had Grand Slam on my phone. And the like lead up to the Derby was so sick. Like,
isn't it a thing where like they all are related?
The horses?
They're all the good horses because they all probably, like, because yeah. you know how it works.
They're all breeded through the same. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah if you win.
Can you like, imagine if running was like that?
Damn, Jingy would be at work.
And
imagine if Roddy was like that.
Dude, they go through the mile in like 1:30 something.
Yeah, that's unreal. It's very dude, fast.
Wait, it's only 1.25 miles because it's like a lap and a little bit, and a lap is a mile.
It's and not, so, is it like just, it's just like a lap of the race course. It's like it's the distance lap. Doesn't actually matter. It's just an arbitrary distance.
Yeah. Well.
If it's at the same place, it's probably the same distance.
It might be yeah. exactly 1.25.
Okay. I'm saying like, you can't compare like to horse other races tracks. To other race tracks.
That's why I call
them
horses.
No, I think they're always a mile long.
Oh, okay.
But then they do
but then plus the straight. It's like a straight plus 1 mile.
Okay.
And the commentary is just incredible.
That's what we need in track.
It's so good.
It's well, the excitement is at like 100 out of 100, like almost the yeah. entire time in a horse race.
And it's only two, they, it's Grand only Slam's 2 minutes long.
It's Grand Slam's dream.
Yeah.
And there's honestly. Like all this build up and it was just so sick. And then I just went down a little rabbit hole on YouTube of previous Derby winners. I mean, I'm through my Derby phase.
Have you heard of the Melbourne Cup, George?
I have, in fact.
My brother yeah. goes to that every
like, year. I'm not really into horses or horse races, but just for like a brief few days for the Derby and the 2 days after, I got into,
get into it. Well,
they got sick names. What was it called? Sovereignty.
Sovereignty.
Got the dub.
So good.
That well, also why don't we like get Red to pick Rise names?
And they're all jockeyed by like the tiniest little guys. Mostly yeah, really short Hispanic guys because good. Small and light.
Makes sense.
And they just are going so fast.
You know who I could see being a jockey on our team?
Who?
Mario.
Really?
I think Mario would be a great jockey.
The Spaniard.
He does want horses.
He's got the horse thing with the gladiator stuff. And I think he's quite light, but very strong. And I think he'd be good. I think he'd be a good jockey.
Let's get him on a horse.
Although I think he might be, he probably is too big. But you have to be really small.
Definitely too tall.
Yeah, too tall. Too gladiator-like.
That's all I got at the moment.
That was pretty impressive, George.
That's what's going on with me?
You did have to make it clear for, because obviously if the sheep and cattle were listening at Beamish Farms, they'd be upset if you said you were a horse guy. So I'm glad to say.
No, I'm still a sheep guy. And beef guy, don't worry.
It's a one-time-a-year thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Morgan, Stardew Valley.
You want my updates?
I want your updates on that because I'm sure our listeners don't know yet, but Morgan and Cinta have been, not just George, who's a farm owner.
Guys,
farm owner.
You won't even believe. So I'll get to Stardew Valley in a second, but before I get into it, yesterday ChatGPT and I had quite the conversation about owning a self-sustainable lifestyle farm one day. Bro, I'm all in.
Well, how did the conversation go?
I was looking up like trying to find out exactly kind of what it would take to like start up a farm in either Italy or Australia and what the differences were between them. And it turns out if you have this enough money, it actually, it's not that bad. And you could feasibly do both and you could make it work where like you are kind of maximizing like the best times to be in Italy and then to be in Australia.
So you'd
like,
have two farms. So
you'd have both?
Yeah, you could do it. And like then you could travel between them at the appropriate times.
What's the money? What's the $1 million question? Because we could go fund me for this for
I think Coffee Club. Morgan and Cinta would be good hosts of like a you know like an agri tourism.
Exactly. Ooh. That was one of the things that is like you can make it work
just
by doing
in Italy.
That.
Yeah. You have like a little working farm, and then you also have people like come stay.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that. You guys would be great at that.
So this is like maybe a quite modest estimate, but it said that the money to get into it would only be about 250,000 euros.
I thought way more than that, honestly.
Which doesn't sound that crazy, but this is, you know, a pretty small plot of land we're talking in Italy.
Is that also borrowing a lot from the bank?
You're probably borrowing as well. Well, I'm going to say you're almost definitely borrowing, but it's not that crazy. But the thing is, there's a lot of land that's maybe in places you wouldn't want to necessarily live. And there's a lot of land that definitely needs a bit of work. So there's a lot of different ways to go about it.
Why don't you go to one of those villages? I'm always getting on Instagram.
Where they give it for $1 yeah. or whatever? So $1 homes?
Have this house for €1.
Yeah.
And they pay you to like renovate it. And all you have to do is like live there and help the economy.
Yeah, maybe we'll just do that. That'll make it way easier.
You seen those?
Yeah, I've seen those, and I always looked at like, what's the catch? What's the catch? And the catch was like, you have to live there and pay like all this stuff. I'm like, dude, if I wanted to be a hermit and get away from everything, 100% I would do that.
Right.
So that was the thing. Like, Italy, you could do it, and it'd be like, you'd get a much smaller plot of land. It'd be more, you'd be looking at like an olive farm or doing agriturismo or doing
olive oil farm.
Yeah, like some Airbnb. Like, it'd be something much smaller like that. Australia is different because they tend to sell much, much larger plots of land. And also the conditions there are a lot harsher. So there's kind of a lot more of risk. Like, obviously the drought and all those things are a big issue. And the farms, the land is just way bigger, but not as like... good for
growing. I got an idea for your land though.
Tell me.
In Australia, cross country course.
Dude.
So you could do a farm with a cross country course or a golf course. And then you could like, if it's not working, then you just like rent it out.
I like it. No, but so yeah, we're looking into that. But it's all inspired by playing Stardew Valley. Cynthia and I hit the 1 year mark. And we're just crushing it. You know, every morning we wake up, I'll go tend to the slimes and she'll go look after the, we have rabbits, sheep, chickens, ducks, pigs who go find truffles for us, and also cows and goats. So I think that's all. I think that's all our animals. And Cynthia does actually, she does a lot of the hard work. I do more like fishing and those type and like mining and stuff. I go and venture out. Oh, we have horses as well. I should have said.
Are these gender role specific kind of?
No, it's roles? Just like, you guys, it's just what it suits us, you know? Yeah, like, yeah. I go out into the mines, like do that kind of more like labor intensive work or fishing.
Labor intensive.
And yeah, she looks after the animals, and then she'll take the milk and she'll turn it into cheese. She'll take... she makes mayonnaise. How does she takes the eggs, makes mayonnaise out of it. And then also now we just started a new thing where we take the cheese and we put it down in our, we have a cellar and we dry age it. Well, I don't know if it's dry aging, but we age it. And we, so it's
proper Parmigiano.
That's what we're working on right now. We haven't had our
harvest
yet from the aged cheese, but I assume we're going to make a lot of money from it.
What's the time warp? Stardew Valley.
So the way it works,
like, how many hours is a day?
So every day is about, I think it's technically 17 minutes, but let's say about 15 minutes. Like, you wake up at 6 a.m. in the morning, and then if you're still awake at 2 a.m., you like pass out. And then it's
like Sims.
Yeah. It's like there's the four seasons, and each of them is just 28 days. And then you also, you can do animals, but like you start with crops as well. We also do crops, which I didn't even talk about. But yeah, like each different type of crop is like seasonal, or most of them are seasonal, and they take a certain amount of days to be ready for harvest, and you have to water them every day.
Can you like go bankrupt? Like if you're bad at harvest.
But
like,
what happens if you go bankrupt? Is the game over?
I actually don't know what would happen if you went to zero and then
become
you
homeless. Or?
I think there'd still be ways to go make money because you can forage as well,
mm-hmm.
and you can go mine. Like, I don't know what would happen if you literally like sold all your stuff and then you still went to zero somehow. I'm not sure. I haven't tried that. But yeah, you can go forage, you can go fishing, you can go mining, you can go. So I've started also trying to get the town to like us more. You can give everyone in the town up to 2 gifts a week, and you can also talk to them every single day. So I've been talking to the wizard a lot because I want to become his apprentice. I don't know if that's how that works, but I'm hoping if I give him enough cupcakes and
he'll
flowers.
Be like, here, you want some spells?
Yeah, I gave him some garlic. He liked that a lot. So, yeah, that's Stardew Valley. It's the best game that I think I've ever played. Cynthia and I are having a blast. Highly recommend it to anyone who's looking to get into farming one day as a little test run.
Hey, Jordy, you might like that.
And it's inspiring your real life ambitions.
Exactly.
To become...
I can't think of anything better.
It is very rewarding, isn't it, George? Being a farmer, it's very rewarding.
I mean, I'm over here too.
But. They say that one thing that's common among all people that live, maybe not all, but in all the, generally the people that live to high ages, which is not actually something I necessarily inspire to, but I do inspire to live a good lifestyle, which I assume if you're still living at that age, you've done some things right. They say that the common thing is gardening. They're all into gardening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think it's both for the... just like a good activity to do, and then obviously like the eating the produce.
I mean, like, I think like my dad doesn't eat, but he gardens a lot at home, and I noticed that's like been really positive for him.
feel like it's
I swear
lucky.
Jason has said there's something to do with like
touching the dirt.
Yeah, the dirt that. And like the air is when you're like moving stuff around.
There's maybe that's good for training too. You just go out and do it, smell some
spores
dirt
or something.
Makes you feel good.
Yeah. So that's
just
what's
getting grounded.
That's what's going on with me. I will give a. I'll probably talk more about this next week when I have a better idea, but I have maybe picked up another new little injury. I'm hoping it's not too bad, but we don't know. But there's not really much to say about it except the fact that I am going for the world record right now, most MRIs in 1 year.
What are we at?
I think, do we? So
it must be at least 4,
you're gonna count
it?
From you're gonna count from January onwards. Are we counting season?
January. So let me ask you this. If you go and you get two MRIs, but at the same time, does that count as one MRI or two MRIs?
Sounds like two.
I would say two.
Because once or twice, I think once I got two in the same.
Do you have like a card where, you know, like with coffee?
Punch card,
you get like the 10th MRI
free. I'm getting
free.
One free.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Morgan's got his card. He's like, who wants a free MRI?
There's a loyalty program.
Loyalty program, yeah.
I think they just started it for me. Yeah,
they just saw her. Yeah, the lady that took me today, she was the exact same that I had last time.
And she's like, oh no.
And I also had it like done on my pelvis area last time. And she was like, I couldn't tell if she remembered me or not. But then she was kind of like, oh, I see you've had like a bunch of these before. Like, is it the same thing? Like, you know how they ask you questions? Like,
yeah, just to get feedback.
Like, okay, she maybe does remember me. But I think I'm at, if you count the two, I think I'm at 5 this year. Well, I think I got one on, did I get it on the 1st of January? I either got one on the 31st of December or the 1st of January, maybe the 2nd of January.
No, because you drove back New Year's Eve.
Did I?
Because you went up to the mountains.
I might have got one on the 31st then.
We'll let you have it.
Okay, then we're at 5.
We'll count that one because you went up to the mountains and then you came back with Cinta drove you back, right?
So I'm at a good one a month right now, which is
those must be some world record numbers.
I'm gonna have to buy my own MRI machine soon. I think
we'll get. Always cheaper. Actually, honestly, for Dathan, it does make sense to buy an MRI machine.
Yeah,
but the gym. What are you reckon?
Because where Andy's old office was
very expensive.
Where Andy's old office was, just put it there.
I was gonna look up today, like, is it bad to get too many MRIs? And I was like, no, I probably shouldn't.
I think it's actually fine.
It's not like
compared to like an X-ray. Yeah, but it's just magnetic something.
Okay. Yeah. Not too many radiation. Not too many rads get
even
injected.
Then. What are you, plus or minus 1 million? What do you think?
I reckon 1.5.
I reckon over a million.
1.5.
I'm going to say 2.5 million. I feel like either 250,000 or 2.5 million. I don't know why.
Yeah, I was going to say 250,000 sounds like, maybe we're overestimating how much it is, but
there seemed to be a little bit of a range.
Okay, what's the one with contrast?
Depending on how nice.
Just go to shopping.
You want like
shopping. Facebook Marketplace in good condition. MRI in good condition.
It depends if you're top of the line or not.
The one in Switzerland's like, the same wrist one is like insanely expensive. I know that.
Wide bore MRI machines. I mean, they're saying upwards of $1 million.
Okay, yeah, so we will get over
MRI.
But maybe you could do million. You could probably do refurbished. There's refurb ones for 200 to 700,000.
Okay,
you could
that's in budget, Morgan. We could probably get one of those.
We could probably look into that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it'd be fun, Morgan, for the next penis relays activation with Coffee Club. We just put all our fans in the MRI. See what it's like to get an MRI, and it's the Coffee Club MRI machine. And we could just line up and get an MRI,
yeah,
and then they can take their little MRI thing home with them and like a little sticker.
Then it can be a write-off for Coffee Club.
Yeah.
It's an amazing idea.
We could just go into the MRI expense. Business yeah. at that point.
May as well. Probably very profitable.
We're definitely qualified for that as well.
Agreed.
Gotta be real profitable. Yep. Did you go to that one on Canyon?
Yeah.
Is that where it is?
Yeah, Canyon. Yep. That's the one. That's the place.
Opposite Sprouts, kinda.
Yep. That's the one.
Oh, the entrance.
Yeah, that place well. Very good. So that's what's going on with me. Finally, to close us out, Ollie, anything new going on in your beautiful world?
In my beautiful world. I've been trying to be more creative. It's not working out very well.
Based on what I hear at practice, it sounds like mostly you guys have been trying to play as much Fortnite as possible.
Man, I've been trying to get...
That's what he meant.
I'm trying to be creative by William Ford. I've actually been watching a lot of somebody that I know Kai's in love with. He hated it when I was away. It's The Burnt Peanut. If you guys have Twitch, I implore you to go and check this guy out. He is hilarious. He is a peanut. Well, he's a guy, but he has like a peanut thing on him, and he's just the funniest guy. But he plays Escape from Tarkov, which is like a game that's very like PC, kind of like a very niche market, but he's very fun to watch. And I watched him a lot when I was away, and it made me strive to have passions. I know you wanted to be doing sustainable farming. I want to be a Twitch streamer now.
Guys, so, we have to convince everyone, comment, convince Ollie to go on a Twitch stream. I think if there's any fucking business that you were made for, any job, it's being a Twitch streamer.
Because I can talk absolute rubbish for hours, but I've watched him and he's hilarious, and I have ideas that are probably stupid ideas, but they'd be great on Twitch. Like, for me, I was thinking of just being a Gus, like just pretending to be Gus on playing video games, make a little like a voice for him and stuff, and then you can do like different like emotes and stuff.
When you say he's a peanut, is it like a filter?
Yeah, but he's a filter peanut, but then his peanut can have like an army helmet. It can have like the sandy cheeks like globe. He can have the beard. He can have like little like night vision glasses on his little peanut.
Yeah, you could
head.
Do that with Gus. Surely.
Yeah, 100%. So I was kind of into that for passions-wise. My girlfriend hates it, so I avoid doing it around her. But we've been doing a lot of arts. We've been trying to do a lot of arts and crafts stuff. I went to Dom Dollar the other day, which was sick. It was at the Civic.
Was his hair the same color as yours?
No, but his hair was normal color, but he had a hat on. But he was amazing. Like, he was an amazing DJ. I don't know if you've ever seen him, Morgan or George, but
never live.
He was incredible live. And also the concert was great for me because obviously, like, I don't want to be stupid. It started at 5. Dom came on at 7, finished at 10. And then
Bed by 1 a.m.
with the Uber stuff. But no, it was very, very easy to get back and like get to bed and chill. So it was pretty awesome. So that was unreal.
Do you need more daytime concerts, eh?
That's a very Australian, I don't know, I think it's a Kiwi thing too, but like very Australian, like concerts are always during the day.
Be way more practical for people like us. Like, could we just make that happen?
Coffee Club presents.
We could fund some
the Dottie.
You know, yeah, it'd be, I mean, it's so beautiful here. Why would you not have a concert during the day? Like, even Red Rocks, like, imagine having a concert during, like, it'd be amazing. I mean, I guess the night's, like, good for, like, lasers and showy stuff. But if you wanted, like, more of, like, a band vibe, it'd be still pretty good. Like, Parcels would be amazing. Like, they were amazing and it wasn't that dark when I saw them. But, yeah, I mean, things are going pretty well with me, but I'm just trying to, I'm just really on the edge of this, like, I really want to start up a Twitch thing.
Make it happen.
I really want to start it up, but I got to do a lot of planning.
The only thing with Twitch is how dedicated Twitch streamers are, I think, in general.
Dude, that's
always pretty dedicated.
That's true. The one thing, though, with the Burnt Peanut, he gets on, I saw his schedule, he gets on like 8 p.m., goes to 4 a.m. every day.
Every single day?
Every day.
Yeah,
8 p.m. till 4 a.m.
And then he'll do collaborations with other Twitch streamers, right? So he'll go on it. And he plays a very niche game. Whereas for me, like, I would probably, like, obviously, if anybody was going to watch me do Twitch, it would be probably runners. I don't think I'd get anybody else.
At least initially you blow up.
Until I blow up. But I would have, like, Joe, Kai, Dylan, Zack Snyder,
you
Sammy.
You would pretty much steal it from
I would have a lot of people there, and they're quite funny people to play with. It's also a side of joke like I really want out in the public is him playing video games because he is hilarious. But yeah, that was something I was super really, really wanted to get into. And
let's make it happen.
Yeah, I kind of want to make it happen. Set it up. But yeah, other than that, everything's been going good. I have ideas, but
he's got ideas.
I got ideas, but I don't know.
Soon to become reality.
I've also been playing one of Morgan's OG games, Oblivion.
Remastered. Seems like it's taken over.
Yeah, that has been taken
over. I was so happy that everyone gets to play it in a remastered form.
Yeah.
Grew up on that.
But it's been pretty good. And I guess running update for me, like, it's been pretty fun training-wise. I ran the highest mileage I ever had last week.
Really? What
105
was
miles.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
And that was pretty awesome. I think it was like 101, 103, 105 past 3 weeks. And then now I think it go down to like 97.
Hell yeah.
So as you know, I'm training for 1500. So
big old numbers.
Big numbers. Does it mean anything?
Nah.
What it means is that we've been training and it's been fun.
Always been working.
Yeah. So yeah, it was
been pretty good.
So, yeah.
Speaking of Joe Kliger, shout out to his very good run at the 25K champs. Second place.
Crushed it. USA.
Also under the American record. How much by? I feel like they...
I think they were crushing it.
They ran really fast. So, yeah. I think like
440
considerably
average.
Under.
I think it was 440 average, wasn't he?
Also bodes well that his best road race so far has been the longest one he's done, which bodes well for
marathon.
Future marathoning.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's coming into his element, it seems. Just keeps banging away amazing sessions and keeps banging away races, and it's really looking like it's getting good. Those BYU guys, though, fuck, they're good at running.
They're good at running long.
Yeah, they're good at it. Casey Klein got the dub. But yeah, Joe was not well, that far behind.
I thought of a good, this wasn't me actually thinking of this. Kai thought of a great idea to make sure the BYU guys would never pass him in a race.
What's he
legally change his name from Klicker to Smith.
Joe Smith?
Joseph Smith.
So then they can't pass Joseph Smith on a run. They're not
allowed to. That'd be sacrilegious, huh?
Yeah, it would be sacrilegious. So Joe could maybe, you know, could be advantageous to maybe legally change that.
Amazing idea. Well, I think that's a good place for us to wind down. And I think we've said all that we need to say today.
I think we've said more than what we should.
Yeah. That and more. But if you made it this far, well done.
Yeah, congratulations.
You passed.
And you're in the top 0.01% of Coffee Club listeners.
Very impressive. This most weeks it's good, but this week, very impressive that you made it this far. And with that, thank you very much, everyone, for listening. And we look forward to seeing you guys all again next week. Bye-bye.